everyone, welcome back to an episode of Strong Style. I'm one of your hosts here. I am the Outlaw John Rocha, joined as always by my brother over there in Orlando, Aaron Turner. How are you?
Doing well, man. You gotta have to bear with me for a little bit on the acoustics. They're not going to be the best for a little bit because I got hardwood floors, right. So I have to work that out. But just bear with me, and we'll get there eventually. But yeah, moved into the new house. This is the new office. Walls are a little blank, but soon to be filled up. And quick shout out to my nephew who's on his way to basic training.
Hey,
joined the United States Army. So. You know, good luck to him, and he's ready to go. So I'm happy.
Thank you for your service, son. And I did it in 1990. So any tips you need, just reach out to me through Aaron. I'll get you through basic training. Just make sure keep your head down, do your push-ups, don't give him any lip, get your hair cut, and don't try to run off with a girl off base, for God's sakes. Be careful. I'm just letting you know now.
Okay. Good to know.
Just little tips here. But today we're talking. This is one of two shows we're doing this week to kind of preview this weekend's action. So much happening. And, of course, this week's action as well. That's the subject today. We are doing our NXT preview for Stand and Deliver for the first time ever. Aaron, this is over two nights. NXT TakeOver around WrestleMania over two nights. Pretty incredible stuff. As Peacock starts to become the premier place for people to go watch WWE starting next Tuesday, NXT officially moving to Peacock on Tuesday nights. But this is how they're kind of launching that happening. And we've got a bunch of matches that we got to talk about. Seven championship matches, a gauntlet match, a ladder match, and an unsanctioned match as well. So much action for us to cover in this quick preview for NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. What's your feelings before we even start the preview about your excitement to see this? Are you going to this one or just WrestleMania?
No, I'm not going to this one. It's at the Capitol Wrestling Center in Orlando, but I'm not going to be going to this one. WrestleMania for sure. They didn't make tickets public for this.
No.
So okay. So I wasn't able to score tickets to this. I probably would have if I could have.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I'll take WrestleMania as a consolation prize. But I'm super excited for this because there's so much NXT over these 2 days. It's going to be throwing everything they got at you, man. Like, just the best of the best, and I couldn't be more excited for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's get into it. This is, again, like we said, it's happening Wednesday. It's happening tonight as you're watching this preview, watching this when we drop it on Wednesday morning. It's happening tonight and tomorrow night, as Aaron mentioned, from the Wrestling Center in Orlando. So, Aaron, what first match do you want to jump into?
Let's just take it from the top. We got night one, so let's talk about night one,
okay?
Which will be headlined by Io Shirai versus Raquel Gonzalez for the NXT Women's Championship.
Yeah.
So this one has been brewing over the past couple weeks because Io Shirai, you know, basically called Raquel Gonzalez out, called her a rookie, said that she wasn't on the level, and Raquel Gonzalez took exception and threw her through a wall. And did all kinds of stuff, and has really been, we've talked about it on the show for the past couple weeks, like Raquel Gonzalez is somebody that the company believes in, if you believe the rumors, that they really, really like. So I could see her getting a victory here over Shirai, who's held that title for almost a year.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time for Io to move on to different things, but I think it's going to be better than people expect because Raquel Gonzalez is a big lady, but she can go, man, and I think we're going to see a lot from her in this match that you're not expecting. So I'm going to go with Raquel Gonzalez to become the new NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah, hearing all kinds of rumors about Io making the move. Io making the move to Raw or SmackDown. So I think I agree with you. I think Raquel Gonzalez is going to be the one. They've been delaying this title shot of hers as well. I wouldn't be surprised if Io wins this thing, but I have this feeling, just like you, Aaron, that it seems to be Raquel's time. They've been building her up as this kind of indomitable beast, and maybe it's time for her to grab that belt and see what she can do with it. If Io jumps, she jumps. But if nothing else, you've got this thing where you're following her pursuit to get the belt back. So either way, storyline-wise, I think it works out for Raquel winning this thing for sure. So I'm in your camp on that one.
You're on the Raquel train. I like it. So that's one down. Let's talk about another match that kind of just came together out of the blue over the past couple weeks, and that is the NXT UK champion, Walter, versus Tommaso Ciampa, which, I mean, you want to talk about a banger of a match here. This should be nothing short of amazing. Yeah. We've seen Walter get the best of Ciampa over the past couple weeks with those brutal chops and just beating down Ciampa with Imperium by his side.
Yeah.
So this could be the sleeper of the entire show. I think it'll definitely be the best match of night one. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts here? I'm gonna take Walter to win.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts here on this one for night one?
I'm looking forward to this because you couldn't have two more distinct styles going at each other, right? Walter, more of the methodical approach, brutal move. Certainly a limber man for sure, for a big guy, able to do some incredible moves. But Ciampa can drag a match out for 45 minutes and entertain you for each one of those 45 minutes with his moves, with his action, with his quickness. All of that works really well. Love the beard. I love the sequence where Walter ripped the necklace off of him and then gave him a monster chop to follow, to just kind of crippled Ciampa. So this is going to be a fantastic match. I wonder if we're going to get Imperium getting involved in this in some way, kind of swinging this thing just as it looks like Ciampa's going to win it. So I think absolutely. I think Walter is going to retain it because Walter just came over to NXT. Ciampa's been here for a while. Walter's officially back, you know, on the mainstream or the main NXT show. So I don't see them not letting Walter win this thing for sure. But I think this is going to be a heck of a match, just like you do, brother.
Yeah, and Walter has been he's the longest reigning UK champion of all time. It doesn't make sense for Tommaso Ciampa to win this. Those stranger things have happened. I just don't see Ciampa winning this one.
Right. I don't see what it gains them for Ciampa to win, because you got to keep Walter going as this indomitable threat. And then eventually Ciampa gets that victory. All right. Where are we up to next?
So now we're on to the newly vacated NXT Tag Team Championships. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show. Mm-hmm. Danny Burch suffered a shoulder injury and is due to that, him and Oney Lorcan had to vacate the NXT Tag Team Championships, hence this match. So we have MSK versus the Grizzled Young Vets versus Legado del Fantasma in a triple threat tag team match, which, you know, again, should be an excellent match because you got a lot of good talent in there. I'm going to go with MSK. I know they're the newest team in this bunch, and I know they have a lot of hype around them, but I like them a lot. I think that the company, once again, if you believe the rumors, like these guys and they like what they bring to the table. So I could see MSK doing it. If not, I could see Legado del Fantasma getting a little bump there, depending on what happens with Santos Escobar.
Why don't you just pick all three of them while you're at it, Aaron?
I guess I could. I guess I could.
I was going to go with Legado del Fantasma in a bit of an upset myself. I don't think a lot of people are seeing that. No one seems to be talking about them or predicting that they're going to take this thing. And wouldn't that be an interesting choice for them to make storyline-wise, to have Legado del Fantasma kind of take this thing, maybe spin MSK and Grizzled Young Veterans off into a separate program off of this match and give Fantasma some other tag team people to fight with. But I like the idea of Fantasma winning this thing, kind of in a position now as kind of an underdog to take this thing. But you might be 1,000% right. You could totally see MSK. They've been talking high about them. You hear it on the message. You see it on the message boards, rather. So it wouldn't surprise me if MSK wins this thing. But I'm kind of, as a Latino, but also as a fan of wrestling, I kind of want to see Legado del Fantasma kind of shock the world and win this one.
Any chance
the Grizzled Young Veterans win this? Is there any storyline sense to be made here if they win this thing?
The only reason I'm going to say no is because they were NXT UK Tag Team Champions beforehand. Right. And I don't know if they're going back or they're staying here. I don't know what they're doing with them. Mm-hmm. It just seems to me like they're going to ride MSK a little bit longer. And Del Fantasma, the good thing about them is if Santos Escobar is victorious, which we'll talk about in a little bit, that makes that group pretty powerful. I mean, it's been kind of so-so. Like, Santos Escobar is obviously the leader of the group, the big money guy there in the group. But if they can get the tag team titles in that group as well as the Cruiserweight Championship, that brings up their profile quite a bit. So I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
Yeah. All right. What do we got next?
All right. This one's a little bit interesting because it's a – I don't know what you want to call it. Like a six-man or like a just – a gauntlet match is what they're calling it.
Yeah, that's what
they're calling it. And it's Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Leon Ruff versus Cameron Grimes versus Dexter Lumis versus Bronson Reed versus L.A. Knight. Yeah. And the winner gets a shot on night two at the North American Championship and Johnny Gargano. So a lot going on in this matchup. Mm-hmm. As far as people that I have winning, I want to see my guy L.A. Knight, the former Eli Drake. Yeah, I want to see him get the victory here because I like what he did with Johnny Gargano, got up right up in his face on a recent NXT, and I would like to see them go at it because Well, no. Quite frankly, I just really love LA Knight. I really love his charisma. Mm-hmm. I like the way he looks in the ring. The guy's got all the talent in the world. And then with his second run in NXT, hopefully it'll be way better than his first.
Don't you think it's too soon, though, for LA Knight? I mean, he just got here. Do you think this would put him in? I mean, we've seen AEW do this, but NXT doesn't usually give them a shot at the title right off the bat. So do you think this makes sense for them?
I didn't say he was going to win.
All right, but even giving him the shot, doesn't it seem too soon or no?
I mean, no, it's not. I mean, if you could have a Johnny Gargano's a heel, so you got to think that Austin Theory and the other members of The Way are going to get into it somehow to help him retain. So as long as he doesn't outright lose to Johnny Gargano, as long as there's some nefarious means that he loses by, it doesn't hurt him at all.
Okay. No chance. I feel like Dexter Lumis could be in play here. You don't think so? I mean, he's had issues with The Way in the past. That could be a possibility for him to kind of slide in here and take on the patriarch of The Way, in essence, in second night, kind of keep this feud going. You don't think that's possible?
I think that's the most popular pick that people are going for is Dexter Lumis. And I kind of steer away from it because of it being the popular pick. I feel it's going to be a swerve, bro. And I feel like they're going to go with LA Knight here and give him a little bit of a boost as they keep going here.
Is there a dark horse pick in this one between Leon Ruff and Isaiah Swerve Scott, Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes? Is there a dark horse pick here amongst those four?
I don't know how you could make this guy a dark horse because he's as big as a horse, but Bronson Reed really could be your dark horse here. He had a hell of a showing in that North American ladder match they had last year. He was really good at that, and he's a very athletic big man. I know we say that a lot on here. We praise athletic big men, but the guy is like – the guy's doing backflips and stuff off the top rope, just making it look easy, and that's not easy to do with a 300-pound frame. So he's a guy that if he won, it would definitely be believable.
Yeah,
him and LA Knight definitely have something going on, so that could maybe cancel those two out if you go into that. So, but he could be the guy. So, I mean, don't still sleep on Bronson Reed in this one either. Well, we got one more left. We got a late addition to night one, which is Pete Dunne versus Kushida, which again could be one of those sleeper matches. Could be a banger of the night. You know, Pete Dunne always shells out in these. And Kushida is a guy that I've really been waiting to go to the next level. I know that he had his run with Johnny Gargano, and it didn't quite work out for him, but it got him enough of a high profile to make him at least interesting. Yeah. So it could be a thing where Pete Dunne is not going to get the title anytime soon, so maybe this win over Kushida can keep Pete Dunne relevant. On the other hand, if Kushida wins, it would really boost his profile, beating a guy that was – you know, the NXT UK champion for over a year. So I'm going to go with Pete Dunne, but I think it's going to be one hell of a match, and it wouldn't surprise me if Kushida ended up pulling it out, but I'll stick with Pete.
Any possibility Kushida wins this thing and they find a way to weave him into the Gargano match the next night? Because, you know, they'd had their back and forths here. They just had a program they finished up. Do you think there's a possibility in that? Because, I mean, this seems like Pete Dunne, I think, can survive a loss. Kushida, I don't know if he's in that position to survive a loss, because it seems like if he loses this one, they'll start moving him back down the rung. What do you think?
Well, the thing with Kushida is I think you're right about that. Like, could he survive a loss? That's hard to say. But I think that his storyline with Johnny Gargano for now is over. I could see him moving to the cruiserweight division and feuding with Santos Escobar.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be something that could raise his profile, and he could be the guy to take that belt off of Santos Escobar. So that could be something down the road for him. And Pete Dunne, he's really in kind of, I hate to say this, but he's kind of in like a holding pattern. Like, he's not the champion. He's not the North America champion. He's not the NXT champion. They're not really sure about moving him up to the main roster. So I don't know, but I think Pete Dunne needs it a little more than Kushida does at this point.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to night two. What do we got?
All right, night two, we're going to start out hot with the NXT Cruiserweight Championship, Santos Escobar versus the NXT or the regular NXT Cruiserweight Champion, kind of like a Razor Ramon Shawn Michaels situation, because I believe this is a ladder match. For the NXT Cruiserweight, whoever wins will be the undisputed NXT Cruiserweight champion, Santos Escobar versus Jordan Devlin of NXT UK. So this is a match that I think will take Santos Escobar to the next level. You know, WWE just got rid of Andrade.
Okay.
And they really need... What's that?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Okay. Okay. They really need that next, you know, Latino star. They need another Latino star. Yeah. And Santos Escobar is a guy that, I don't really know how to put this in a way. I don't mean this offensively at all. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can talk you into the room because he's bilingual. He can speak Spanish. He can speak English. And it's no problem for him. He, you know, he looks good. He's great in the ring. Just the way that he does stuff is so different. And I think it's what they wanted Andrade to be. Yeah. And what I see in Santos Escobar is a guy that could definitely take it to that next level. And I think he's going to show a lot of people that those matches in AAA, those matches in Lucha Underground, that stuff that he did was only a precursor to what he can actually do when he's given a big stage. And I think he and Jordan Devlin will tear it up. Mm-hmm. But I think Santos Escobar is going to be the man on this night, the undisputed NXT champion.
I have to go the other direction. I think Jordan Devlin wins this one. And I think because I think they want Santos Escobar to make the move. I think you make an excellent point. You know what happens? Drop the title, then you move. So I think there's a possibility here. If they don't win the tag team titles or the NXT tag team title, then maybe Santos makes this move out of the NXT, out of NXT into Raw or SmackDown at this point. As you said, there's not a lot of Latino stars. Get him over there, see what he can do, see how he can do right after WrestleMania. It's an exciting time for him to debut over there. That's a possibility as well. I don't disagree, though. This is going to be a heck of a match with two incredible competitors going toe-to-toe, and you're not going to know who's going to win until the final second. You're not going to sense who's going to win until the final second. You all know what I'm talking about. We watch those matches where two wrestlers are so completely, perfectly matched that you have no idea which way they could go with the storylines. And I just think Jordan Devlin takes his win because they're going to move Santos over to Raw or SmackDown.
It's very possible that this is the match of night two.
Yeah.
So just keep your eye on this one because, I mean, a lot of people sleep on it because it's the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. And they haven't exactly built that belt up. But I think this is going to be a real banger.
Yep, fair enough. All right, where are we going next?
So the next one will be Johnny Gargano in for the North American Championship against the winner of that gauntlet match, which in my case would be LA Knight.
Okay.
So I think, like I said, Johnny Gargano, I think, will retain due to the way getting involved, and it will cost LA Knight the championship. But it should be a heck of a match. Johnny Gargano is called Johnny Takeover for a reason, and it's going to be high profile, no doubt about it. But Johnny Gargano will retain his North American title.
I think of all the people in the way, this is the guy that's going to get the victory. This is the person that's going to get the victory. I think Gargano, absolutely, whether it's Loomis or LA Knight or Bronson Reed, I think Gargano wins this thing, keeps the belt. There's something, you know, you got to reward the guys who have been your guy for so long. And Gargano has repped NXT for so long. Johnny Wrestling is just incredible with all the different ways he has gone with character face or heel or the new or the storylines or showing up on Raw or SmackDown or at the pay-per-views up top doing all those things. Johnny always shows out. So I don't think it's time to take the belt off of him. They've just built up the way as this kind of group to pay attention to. So I think it'd be too early to take the belt off him. And I don't see LA Knight or Loomis or Bronson Reed being the guy to carry the North American NXT Championship just yet. I don't think it's time just yet, but this is going to be another great match that shows what Johnny can do and whoever he takes on in the ring out of night one.
Absolutely. I really think that Johnny Gargano as North American champion could have one of those year-long runs. Just the way that he is and the way that they need to build that mid-card championship a little bit because it's been kind of, you know, hot potatoed around a little bit out of NXT. So I would like to see it get some stability with Johnny Gargano holding.
Absolutely. Kind of a Bayley run, for lack of a better term, like she had with the SmackDown Women's Championship. All right, where are we off to next, brother?
We'll talk more about Bayley in the WrestleMania preview because I'm not happy. But the next match is the NXT newly minted NXT Women's Tag Team Championship.
Okay.
The champions, Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell of the way that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't see Ember Moon and Shotzi losing this early in their run, even though that Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez held it for one day. Mm-hmm. I could see Shotzi and Ember holding this for a while until we get some sort of what I'm hoping is a unification bout between the main roster women's tag team champions and the NXT ones because we don't need those main roster championships. More on that later.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
sure. I just don't think it's time for Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, even though I feel like Candice LeRae gets title shots every week and never wins, which really sucks because she's so great. But I'm going to stick with Shotzi and Ember here.
Yeah, I think it's too soon to take them off. 1,000% agree with you. But like I said, the way as a faction they're building up, they're going to, you know, Candice always delivers. That's why you give her the title shots, because Candice always delivers in these matches. I forget what was the other one I sent you from NXT TakeOver from a year or two ago, seeing her, you know, in that match, the War Games match, rather, not NXT TakeOver, the War Games match. The bumps that that woman can take are incredible. And so that's why you book her in these kinds of situations, that she's going to get all she can handle from Shotzi and from Ember. So, you know, you imagine she's going to take a lot of powerful shots. And in the end, though, it's she's going to have her shot or attempt to win. She's going to have her, she's going to come close to winning this thing for sure. But in the end, I think it's going to be Blackheart and Moon, or else the tag team, I think the belts will lose any kind of prestige they could be possibly building right now on the shoulders of Blackheart and Moon. If you just go ahead and give it to the way, and it just keeps changing hands, it won't be as powerful of a belt for sure.
Yeah, you really got to cement a belt's legacy before you start passing it off. But
absolutely,
this one. Now, this next match, I think will really be, I know I've said it a lot in this episode, but I think that it really will be the stealer of the show.
Okay.
And that's Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly in an unsanctioned match, which should be one of the best matches of the year. It should be a 5-star Dave Meltzer, if you believe that kind of crap, if you want to be that kind of guy. But of course, the Undisputed Era breaking up was terrible. For me, anyway, it's traumatic. But the way that these guys know each other, they've wrestled each other in other places and all around the world. They know they're well traveled. They know each other inside and out. They traveled together. Just everything that's come to a head on this with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly has been really well done. Mm-hmm. And I think what it's going to come down to is what happens to Adam Cole. Like, does Adam Cole lose and then he goes to Raw or SmackDown? Very good possibility. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that Kyle O'Reilly will win, because I think eventually they may end up putting the NXT championship on Kyle O'Reilly. Because I think what he showed in those two matches with Finn Balor was that Kyle O'Reilly can be the guy. Does he have the voice that can talk you into an arena? I don't know, but we don't need that right now because there's really no fans in the arena. So unless you're at a Texas Rangers game, but anyway, skip that for now. But
I digress. Yeah, go ahead.
But I digress. But I do see Kyle O'Reilly winning this match. I think it's going to be a hell of a match. I think there's going to be a lot of near falls where you think Adam Cole is just going to pull it out. But I think you're going to have Kyle O'Reilly win this and you know, have Bobby Fish come out and stick beside him. And Adam Cole is the one that's exiled from the group. And they kind of reform the Undisputed Era, sorta, but without Adam Cole.
Yeah, and they go on a face run, which is would be really, really interesting to see that happen for sure. And why not? Adam Cole is the guy who can stand on his own without the Undisputed. He doesn't need the Undisputed Era to make himself make his bones. I would argue some of these guys have benefited from being in the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole has been a guy who could always be in or out of the Undisputed Era and still be a star in NXT. So him being excommunicated in a way kind of launches him into a whole new stratosphere of what he can do here at NXT. And in essence, a free agent who could go around and pick different programs to go and be a part of after he's done with this whole battle here with the Undisputed Era. Absolutely. Kyle O'Reilly needs this win, needs the push, needs to establish himself, because I think, just like you think, they have big, big plans for Kyle O'Reilly. And his momentum is building with the fans online and with the fans in the arenas. So no surprise here to see that you chose him. And I agree with you. I think Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, he's won so many of these. He doesn't need it. Whereas Kyle, I think, needs it. He's on a mini push here.
Like, you're right. I think he definitely needs it more than Adam Cole, for sure.
Yeah. All right. That's our last match here. What's our last match?
All right, the main event of night two, and technically the main event of the show, that's what everybody's coming to see, and that is the NXT Heavyweight Championship. Karrion Kross, the former champion who lost the title, well, he didn't lose it. He had to give it up because of a shoulder injury.
Yep.
Versus the man, the myth, the legend, the longest combined reigning NXT champion, Finn Balor. dude, this is going to be one I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
If you caught the NXT press conference they kind of did on Peacock today, it was very interesting. Yeah. If you haven't, go back and check it out. Karrion Kross told Finn Balor, he said, I won the NXT title with one arm. So what's that make you think that I'm going to do to you to get it back? Which I thought was just one hell of a line. And I know this stuff is scripted. I get it. But that really got me pumped. I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to do some shit. So these two guys, I don't think they've ever wrestled before. I could be wrong. Somebody can look that up for me. But these two guys are well-traveled. Karrion Kross, you know, Mexico, Japan. Finn Balor, same thing. Japan, China, Europe. These dudes have been everywhere. And it's going to show in this match the different styles that they have. Sure, it's a little bit different. You know, Finn has that European style. And the way that Karrion Kross has more of a Japanese strong style, it's going to be an interesting contrast. And I think it's going to work out something very beautiful in this contest, which I think a lot of people are going to be caught off guard. They're going to watch this and these styles will mesh and people will be like, wow, I didn't really see that coming because I thought Kross was more of a power guy and Finn was more a finesse guy, which is true.
Yeah.
But I think these two will complement each other very well. I think it will be one hell of a match.
Yeah.
And I think Karrion Kross will eventually get the win and become NXT champion once again.
I think you're absolutely right, Aaron. I think, you know, I would love to pick Finn in this situation, but, you know the business. And after a while, when a guy's had a belt for quite some time and has kept fending off challengers, eventually you've got to kind of give the belt to someone else for a little bit to see what they can do with it and then kind of see where you're going to go with the guy who just had the belt. I feel like Finn Balor has had his run. And it's time to kind of hand the belt off to someone else for a little bit. See if Karrion Kross, who had been in essence in the plans to go and take this thing, now gets to resume where he left off. How ironic. Just like Finn, when he lost the Universal title, right, had to give it up because of his injury, right, and where it led him. So interesting to see kind of like how, you know, it's kind of he's on the other side of this thing now all of a sudden. So it's very, very interesting to see how this is going to go down. I think it's going to be a great match, but I think absolutely Karrion Kross wins this thing. It's his time. People want to see it. And I think Finn will win people over even more by how he kind of shows up and shows out in this match and in the end doesn't quite get the job done. And that'll make him an underdog and people will be back aboard the Finn Balor train as strongly as they were before. Because I feel like a little bit the shine, the luster is off a little bit right now because he's had the belt for so long. So now it's time to see what Karrion can do with it. And people are excited to have him carry the strap.
It's going to be two nights of bangers, man. Like, I can't overstate it enough. Like, I know people are excited for AEW Dynamite on Wednesday, and as you should be, Dynamite's been doing pretty well. But if you're not watching NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, what the hell are you doing, man? Like, this is what it's all about. I mean, Monday you got Raw. Tuesday you got the Hall of Fame. Wednesday and Thursday is TakeOver. Friday is SmackDown. Saturday is WrestleMania. Sunday is WrestleMania. Yeah. Then you got Raw on Monday. And you got NXT on Tuesday. You got Dynamite on Wednesday. Impact on Thursday. SmackDown on Friday. You got a lot of wrestling to watch, guys. So let's get it started the right way with NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. I can't wait, dude. It's going to be great.
I can't wait either, brother. And for those of you who are watching, thank you so much for watching this NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver preview brought to you from Strong Style. Please leave your comments down below. Let us know who you think is going to win. Let us know where we're right, where we're wrong. What are your crazy predictions for over these two nights of wrestling that we're about to see? Who do you think is going to surprise the world? Who do you think is going to, it's going to be, who do you think is going to win the match? And undoubtedly let us know. And who do you think might show up as a surprise? What do you think might happen? That could be interesting to hear from you all as well. We always appreciate it madly. Thanks so much. Please remember to hit like on this video, share this video as well. You know, get other people on board. Now that we're back to doing these shows a little more regular, and who knows, as Aaron just pointed out, five nights of wrestling, maybe Strong Style might need to start covering some more wrestling other than once a week. We shall see. Certainly something Aaron and I've talked about multiple times. So thank you all so much for watching this preview, and look for our WrestleMania preview that's coming out a little bit later this week to preview what's going to happen over Saturday and Sunday this weekend at WrestleMania there in Orlando, there in Tampa Bay rather, on Peacock. All right. Take care of yourselves, everybody. You can follow Aaron Turner at only on Aaron Turner. You can follow me at The Roka Says, and we'll talk to you next time on another brand new episode of Strong Style.